Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and ABBA reunion is not something I had on my 2021 bingo card. Man, I always keep losing these things every year. And with me, I have...
I can confirm, still, Drake is not a lesbian, nor is he a woman. Fucking stupid-ass line, God.
And...
Okay, let's be honest. Are you surprised that Uzi Vert was trying to steal that fucking demo out of his head? You got the...
You got You should have gone for the head. And they did.
That was at Rolling Loud, right?
I thought Rolling Loud was last month. Or like 2 months ago.
Okay, I don't know, but the thing is, I think we first heard about this, somebody gonna steal that fucking diamond out of his head, and they tried. I think he still has it back, or at least he's insured or some shit like that, which means if somebody just stole it, he's gonna get some money back anyway. So, but
yeah, it wasn't Rolling Loud, yeah,
damn. Well,
$24 million down the drain.
And like, didn't he get it removed but then put it back in? Why? I don't understand.
You want to call for your Steven Universe?
Nothing this man does in or out of the studio makes any sense to me. But anyway. Here we are, episode 237. So, how's everybody's week been going?
It's been all right. It's been very good. The WrestleGrap stuff is pretty good when one company is putting off a banger of a show like they did on Sunday night. That was a very fun show. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I had a whole lot of fun doing it, and that's pretty much... Things are falling around here. That's all I've been doing the last couple days. But, yeah, business is picking up because football season's right around the corner. So, yeah. Good while it lasted, I guess.
What a tragedy. Yeah. Mark, what about you?
Well, I mean, what was last week? I've been, basically in the process of my ankle, and it's been come along quite nicely. I was using a crutch at first, but now it's like I can walk without it now. Still got the brace on me, which I'm doing some good process of just walk with the thing on my foot. It's becoming a lot better now.
Good to hear.
Yeah, also thankfully, I do got, you know, 2 weeks off work. Good thing they're sick pay, so you can stay at home while getting paid.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. Anyways, as for me, well, not really much of anything. Just same old, same old. By the way, is that crispy chicken taco sandwich really just a chicken strip and a flatbread?
It's not as great as it sounds.
Kinda, yeah.
It was just all right. It is what it is.
That was cool. I mean, I was fine with it. I got the spicy one because, well, no shit, I'm gonna get the spice. No shit, you know, it's just basically jalapeno. It's just basically 2 jalapeno peppers on it. But fuck, I take that.
This is why we have the other chicken sandwiches. But anyway. Now, moving on from that intro formalities, we can now go on to the usual weekly business. Just a song week this week. Just a song week. I mean, we got a roundup coming up later, so, you know, nice when it's music and stuff.
Yeah, this thing's gonna be kind of big. Let's say, like, this week gonna be short because, like, we got the roundup coming up and that other thing coming up Sunday.
Yeah. Because, next week is going to mark 5 years of this show, and we get to celebrate it by...
Yay!
Talking about the goddamn MTV Video Music Awards for the fourth year in a row, or fifth year, or however many years it's been.
Oh, God, right, that is happening. I completely blanked out on that. But,
So, basically, our... 50th anniversary is basically coming to be, it's like how 200 episode last year with us covering the Grammy nominations. Well, damn.
Yeah.
It's like, happy anniversary, you do this. You do this shit. Fuck.
Well, that's what we signed up for, doing this. But anyway, on to the new song discussion. As always, there will be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us and pick up some new tunes and hear about some new albums and stuff, if you haven't already. Starting right at the top here, as mentioned a few weeks back, the band Full of Hell will be dropping a brand new full-length album October 1st called Garden of Burning Apparitions. We have single number 2 here, Reeking Tunnels, and instead of being a furious assault of grind, it's a lot more steady and slow in its tempo. Closest reference point I could think of would be either think something like the groovier parts of like that most recent Napalm Death album, or even akin to like their collaboration with Health, except, you know, a lot more Full of Hell lane with those meaty chuggy grooves to those really squealy discordant atonal guitar leads. Definitely makes for a nice bit of contrast against just the full-on grind death assault of the first single. And of course, I am still gladly here October 1st for when this album happens. I know who I am as a person.
Yeah, this is kind of sludgy and shoegazy. It's an interesting change-up to this band's formula with some new experimentation while still keeping that more trademark snarling tone of theirs. I like it. I dig it. It's good.
And moving on to the next track here. Thank God this is an album that's not happening in 2021, because again, I don't need any more complications for my year-end list. But yes, we have the third new song this year, courtesy of Zeal and Ardor, coinciding with the official confirmation of a new self-titled album coming out February 11th next year. And yes, surprisingly enough, the opening track on the album is a self-titled track. However, that's got to be incorporated in the song proper, if at all. But we have single number 3 here, this being a track called Bow, which comes somewhere around the middle of the album. And this one, so it opens up with this kind of scratchy, you know, noise underneath the rest of the song, supporting this relatively, like, kind of stomp clap-ish drum rhythm. And it's a lot more on the bluesy end of the Zeal and Ardor spectrum, with those choir vocals and especially those leads from Manuel, although it does close out on a bit of a heavier groove, shouting the gloriously satirical lyric, "Bow down to the American way." Yeah, of all the things I want to bow down to, it's America. But yeah, it's still got a certain intensity, despite being noticeably less abrasive and blues-laden. It makes for a good way to break up, you know, the monotony of just pure, full-on, you know, lo-fi black metal assault. It's good stuff. Thank God just gotta wait until February.
Yeah, we got a very strong blues influence going on here. It's a very simple structure, but still very effective with its hook and its tone. And I was today years old when I found out this band is from Switzerland.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
There's always the first time for everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, speaking of acts from all the way on other parts of the planet, we have to talk about not one, but two entries into the 2021 Adult Swim Singles Program. Because apparently two dropped since, the last episode happened. Starting with the first of these, coming from Russia, or a Russian-based vocalist and, you know, experimental pop act, we have this track from Kate NV. Don't ask me to try and pronounce her real name. I have it written here, and I'm not even going to try. Anyway, she's been at it for a bit. She's came out with her, third full-length album last year. And now we have a solo track here called Don't. Yes, like that, with two D's spaced out like a stutter. And yeah, this definitely sounds like experimental pop, all right. Honestly, it just kind of sounds like this clashing collage of like a bunch of audio samples and presets from like, it kind of sounds like a mashup of like Guitar Pro and some other kind of like MIDI pro composition program or something. Lots of synths, strings, pianos, bass, drums, other strange synthetic soundscapes, and the vocals being appropriately choppy in nature, given the choppy nature of the song. Kind of sounds like something you'd hear in the soundtrack for a 90s PC game, in all honesty. I am not sure what to make of it. Again, first time listening to this act, so that's just kind of what I thought about it. It's something, all right.
Yeah, you can definitely see that again. This feels like something out of a old 90s cartoon, like something out of, I don't know, like fucking, let's say fucking Johnny Bravo or some shit. Or any Cartoon Network shit, but this is very, very, very odd, this track is.
Yep, and moving on to the next track, single number 19, a little bit closer to home, or at least, you know, this country, we have a multi-instrumentalist named Emily Wells, who's apparently been going at it in the music scene since about 1999 or so. Don't really know much about her, other than she counts among her musical influences minimalist composer Philip Glass, avant-garde composer and theorist John Cage, and apparently the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. So we have a single from her called I'm Numbers, and it definitely has a very compositional feel to it, like it's supposed to be soundtracking something. There's some intricate and dynamic synth work at play with a lot of these long drawn out swells and these more subtle melodies playing underneath, touches of strings and possibly a bit of horn work here and there. The percussion is relatively minimal. There's some minimal drums as well as these more clattering elements in there. It's a solid track. I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool as well. It's more that little weird orchestral sound, which, okay, I like this shit a bit. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Now, moving on to the next single here. Hey, Mark, want to tell us what's been going on with our good old friend Peggy?
I guess, good old JPEG Mafia. Earlier this year, he did put an EP, let me, this year with EP2. That's makes a point and all. And so in October, he plan on going on tour in North America. And then next year to Europe, if shit goes right. I don't know. And he said he has an album coming out this fall. We don't know when. We don't know the date of it. We don't know what's going to be the name of it. But he has a new single out, which he entitled Trust. Exclamation point. So he got this... You know, this very weird teeny kind of this weird woozy production type, which okay, like as usual, JPEG Mafia standard, it'd be kind of fucking you know, weird as all hell. It sounds like some music box shit, some Chicago drill shit. It's like, of course, there'll be some shit like that. And of course, he said, maybe like, I won't even lie, I look good, I'm looking nice, I'm looking good today, I bought a new suit, I'm gonna go to work, praise God, hey, what else? I'm fucked up, but I ain't fucked up. I've been fucked up and still going hard, I ain't fucked up, but so, I'm fucked up, but everything's cool, everything's great, everything's perfect, everything's good, everything's kosher, like, we saw that shit. And the worst thing about this track, at least I watched the YouTube video of it, like, it ends way too early, it ends kind of early, it's like, the rest, like, around 2 minute and 20 second mark is, like, just nothing. Like, I don't know if it's intentional or they forgot to, they forgot to put something in there, or I don't know. It's just him. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely got, like, a bit of a chiller vibe than usual. Like, that first half kind of feels like old 106.Never before this more chill lounge jazz thing. Dude's just vibing, and I could be here for that. Anyway, for the next track here, again, gonna throw it over to Mark, since it concerns the act Injury Reserve.
Even though after the unfortunate death of one of the members, Jordan Groggs, last year, which we missed in peace, they actually have a new album coming out this month. September 15th, to be a fair call, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. They were working before his death, so otherwise there's no posthumous fuckery going on, so there's that, at least ain't nothing that going on. So anyway, they got a track out there called Superman That. And I gotta say, the way they go on the track is like kinda interesting. It's like again, these guys that they're trying to go like out there, like outside the box. It's basically it's like a garbled kind of glitchy hip hop sort of like. So I take the sounds of Bone Chicks, Point Never, Aphex Twin, and whatever, and they from Danny Brown's Trace Exhibition, and you got this like it sounds interesting. Not like they don't miss the wrench in, especially with you know with Richie with a T doing the vocals here, which okay, it's all going and weird and shit, which this time I haven't liked it. I didn't even serve when I first heard about them. I mean, it's good to go in this direction, and I kind of like that they're doing that. It's a shame that one of the members unfortunately passed away. It's like, I'm curious to see how this goes.
Yeah, especially based off mostly just the production here, because honestly, the beat here kind of sounds like they had like this hazy, chopped and screwed sample of what honestly sounds like sort of late 90s, early 2000s emo math rock. Like if they took an American football song and made like a hip hop beat out of it. It very, very strange, but I'm a sucker for eccentric production like that.
Yeah.
I might have to keep an ear out for this in the next couple weeks. But moving on to the next track here. So we're in the middle of something of an extended rollout for the upcoming Damon Albarn solo album, The Nearer the Fountain, More Pure the Stream Flows, coming out November 12th. We've known about it for a bit. There's already been a couple singles out. And now we have the newest one here called Particles. Not much to say about this one. It's got kind of this unnerving, hollow-sounding drone running through the entire song with this mild scratchiness to it. Of course, there's, you know, plenty of melancholic piano synths, etc., alongside Albarn's own vocal performance singing about who knows what at this point. It sounds about in line with what you'd expect based on the first couple of singles here, so I think I'm getting an idea of what to expect from the album as a whole. I assume it'll be a solid enough listen. Maybe not year-end best of, but decent enough as a detour until, I don't know, Song Machine Season 2 happens, I guess. Whenever that is.
I mean, it's usually when Damon Albarn pronounces, you know, his own parts, like, they seem fine, they seem okay, like, it seemed what he used to do, like, you know, outside Gorillaz, whatever that other, you know, Soul Machine gonna come out. I mean, I mean, still got the EP that's out now, but, this one's pretty, you know, like, the standard from what I heard from the past weeks of, you know, his soul stuff, like, yeah, it's pretty alright.
Yeah. Speaking of stuff that's been going on for a while, this entire fucking year. Like, we're up to September. It feels like we've been living through, like, 2 years in the span of 9 months. You want to know how I know this has been a long-ass year with a lot of shit happening? It completely fucking slipped my mind that Bobby Shmurda was finally let out of prison. And good God, the amount of memeing that was going on around that time, or even in the run before, because you know how like every now and then on Facebook you'll come across a page, some shitpost page that's like the same clip of XYZ set to different music every time, and one of them is just some montage clip of Shmurda dancing in his music videos, set to all kinds of shit from Carly Rae Jepsen to, I don't know, Meshuggah or something. No one ever said that there was a logic to shitposting. It just is. We must accept it. But, yeah, he's been out since, I believe, either February or April. And, of course, people have been expecting him to get back in the studio for a while. And we, of course, finally, for some people, I assume, finally, have a new single from the guy called No Time for Sleep Freestyle, which is, Jesus Christ, how long?
6 minutes. Yeah, for this.
6 minutes for a freestyle. This song barely has a minute of material on it. Like, I'm pretty sure literally half of this is just him ad-libbing the sound effects of a gun. Or actual helicopter and gun sound effects happening. I don't remember a thing from this. Like, did this song even really happen? I might have hallucinated it.
Yeah, Yeah. You know those guys that be, you know those douchebags we're talking about, rappers about them shooting guns and fucking bitches on their head. Yeah, that's basically what they describe this song, to be honest, because it's like, they gonna put this out like, yeah, because you know, talking about, you know, shooting motherfuckers and, having to have a group of girls with guns going around who are doing all sorts of shit. The secrets where we're talking about what did I say? The subtitles, look at them subtitles. And there's one subtitle that says inaudible smurder rant. Like, the fuck? I don't know why I laugh, but it's like inaudible smurder rant. Okay. That's the one funny thing I watched that video, because the song itself, it didn't need to be that long. Like, this just should have been like a two and a half minute type of shit. I'm not saying it has to be some grand mafioso got type of shit, but it got kind of tiring after 3 minutes. Like, yeah. I'm like, okay, last thing you're back. I mean, this ain't Hot Nigga Part 2, but yeah.
But on the bright side, I'm pretty sure he finally got his hat back.
He did.
You know, because he, like, fucking tossed it away, and no one knows where it went. Now it's back. The hat waited for him. It's like some hip-hop fairy tale BS. But anyway, speaking of stuff that feels like it's been taking forever, we move on to the last track here, and fucking finally, after like 5 goddamn years since the last studio album from them, we finally have new material from Animals as Leaders.
Yay!
Thank you, Gent Jesus. Or is that just Jared Dines? I don't know who's Gent Jesus.
I think it's probably a mishmash of Tosin Abasi, Misa Mansoor, Jared Dines, and like all the guys in Meshuggah. Just melded into one.
That is a horrifying prospect, and I would love to see that horror movie. But anyway, yeah, so no word yet of a new studio album, although if there's new material in the studio, then we'd have to assume there's been some more cooking up somewhere. The new track here is called Monomyth, and when starting off, it doesn't feel like it's too far off from where The Madness of Many was, with plenty of those kind of jittery, like, thumb-slappy guitar rhythms and weird syncopations syncing up perfectly with, you know, the drum rhythms and everything with those weird sticking patterns. And, of course, those computer futuristic synths underlying the entire song. The jinty grooves are all in place, of course, you know, those lead melodies, you know, provide some clarity over top the rhythmic madness of it all. And then even as the song goes on, there's definitely an aggressive kind of franticness to some of it that kind of feels like it's leaning more on where Weightless was, you know, all the way back when. It definitely knows how to make good use of melody, though, between all the rhythmic, chaotic passages and everything. And yeah, this is, it feels good to be back, yo. It feels right at home.
Yeah, this Obzan looking guy in the video is just vibing to all this, enjoying the polyrhythmic grooves and chugs and fills, and yeah, we got that Tosin Abasi shred goodness on display here in this track. Dare I say we have some good expectations for a future new album? I mean, apparently they are re-signed with Sumerian, so there's probably something new in the works. It's a matter of when, I guess.
God help me if this ends up coming out before the year's over.
Oh, boy.
Man, that would really make things hard. And, yeah, how do you choreograph something like that? Because it's not just that there's one Obzen motherfucker. There's an army of them. It's fucking wild.
Yeah.
But, yeah, come on, Sumerian, please don't let us down. But with that out of the way, that about does it for the new song discussion. There's just one little thing to take care of here now, and that is the new album releases for the week of September 10th, 2021. Starting at the top from Grind Act Aborted, we have their new album Mania Cult. From the party god Andrew WK, we have his newest album God Is Partying. I'm putting this here. I'm not sure if I got a date wrong or anything, but I think it should be coming out this Friday, given how many tracks we've had already.
Yes, digitally it is anyway.
Yeah, digitally at least. We have that big black album Metallica covers album, the Metallica Blacklist. There's the new album from noise pop act Sleigh Bells with Texas. From the indie band Low, we have their newest album, Hey What? From iconic singer Diana Ross, we have her newest album, Thank You. From reggaeton superstar J Balvin, we have his newest album, Jose. From James Blake, we have his new album, Friends That Break Your Heart. And speaking of breaking hearts, last but certainly not least, we have the newest album from Casey Musgraves with Starcrossed. Now it is time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internets?
As always, or of Azure, where I just mess around with things that I am into and sometimes talk about good things and try not to talk about things that I don't like because that's a very unhealthy way to live life, you know?
Indeed it is. Mark, what about you?
As usual, mention the media on Twitter and on my site, themindhypewonderdevelopers.com. And yes, HyperOne's been going 10 years strong. It's just my anniversary. I've written the 10th anniversary post on my blog. Was it about? I ain't telling you. You gotta read it yourself. What it might be about.
As for me, you could find me on Twitter, Instagram, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me at robert@surrealresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. A video usually goes up on, the official channel. So subscribe, hit the bell tab so you're notified whenever something comes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @SurrealReso, like us on Facebook. Visit the website surrealresolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, and all of that other good stuff. Be sure to jump into our Discord so you can continue the eternal debate about chicken sandwiches, as the prophecy foretells. And, of course, a shout-out to the producer, Mr. E, for graciously letting me use his music for this podcast. Links to his shit down in the description. Well, that'll about do it for this week. Like I said, we'll be coming back a little bit later this week with the album roundup. And, of course, next week's, VMA's recap. Man.
Oh, boy.
God damn it.
No promises.
Well, I guess we're going to do it, but we're not going to be happy about it. That's really the only way you could approach this whole ceremony. Especially if they, decide they're going to jack all the awards away from Montero. Which they shouldn't. Give it all the awards. But yeah, that'll about do it for this week. So, until next time. Seriously, Drake, what the fuck?